Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com.
Hey, Jed, we're back on the Wiley Manager Podcast, and this week we're talking about taking good notes.
There you go.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You never know what... I'm actually quite looking forward to this one because as much as we talk about general leadership stuff, it's every now and then it's good to talk about a specific manager tool.
Something a bit more tactical today.
That's right. Things people can use. It's a good thing. We like to try all kinds of different things. So, but first, we're going to talk about viewer feedback as we often do. And interestingly, I don't have a specific viewer quote this week, but we did have somebody phone up and ask us, hey, do you guys do corporate memberships? So this one's going to sound a little bit self-serving because – it is. And the answer is yes, we do those and we do them very well. So
a bit of a discount to the regular individual memberships when we can sign up a couple of hundred people at a time.
Yeah. And not only that, but we also offer coaching packages as well, right? So we offer you the regular weekly stuff, or we do stuff specific for an organization. I'm thinking of one organization right now. We do specific stuff for them on a weekly basis, and then we get on the phone with a handful of their managers one-on-one and offer some coaching that way. So if you are in an organization that's looking for that, but you're not so much for paying $5,000 a day for a Manhattan-based management consultant, we're your guys.
There you go.
Right on. Okay. Well, on to the meat of what's going on today. So today, Jed, maybe just run us through the agenda, what we're going to talk about.
Sure. We'll start talking, first of all, why meeting notes matter. So why the topic in the first place before we move on and talk about some of the basics of taking good notes.
Yep.
Then there's a couple of different methods that you can utilize that might be helpful for you. So I want to suggest a couple of those before we finish it up with three things.
All right. Diving in. Why do I care, Jed? Win me over.
Why do you care?
Win me over.
Well, the first bullet I got is actually one that came to me fairly early on in my career. Taking notes in meetings and in one-on-ones makes the rest of us think that you're on top of your game, Bob.
It's a way to look smart.
It's a way to help you look smart, look effective, look like you're on top of things. I actually had a manager very early in my career when I was, come to my one-on-ones with him, and he's the manager, I'm the direct, and I'm there, taking notes as we're chatting about whatever was the one-on-one topics of the day. And I remember him telling me one time, hey, you know what, Jed, you're the only guy. I got nine people that report into me, and you're the only one that comes to these one-on-ones and takes notes while we talk about things, and I'm impressed by that.
Oh, that's actually good, because I might think that you have to write all this stuff down because you're not smart enough to hold it in your head.
Well, apparently he wasn't thinking that way, because a few months later I got promoted.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Probably helped.
And I'm just being a smartass. I actually think as a boss I would be somewhat impressed by that too. So right on.
They can also help you, when you're the manager, stay on top of what decisions get made, who agreed to do what by when, right? So it helps you hold others on your team accountable to what they have signed up to go deliver for you. It helps you follow up with others after meetings. So helping or taking good notes as a manager certainly helps you do those major managerial responsibilities more effectively.
Right. And in all seriousness, when earlier I said, your head's not big enough to, I take copious notes because it's just who I am. And it is because I can only hold so much in my head.
There you go.
Yep.
And our memories aren't maybe as good as you think, right? So having good notes creates a bit of a historical record of what decisions got made, what agreements were made, even sometimes why those decisions were made the way they were made.
Yep.
Who's responsible for what? So there's a lot of stuff to try and to hold in your noggin. Taking good notes gives you a written historical record that is very helpful at times when you need to go back in time to figure out, okay, why are we doing it this way?
Or yep.
Who was supposed to do what again? And you flip back through your book and you figure out where that date was, where that meeting happened, and there it is all right in front of you.
Right on. Okay, so as ridiculous as it sounds now, tell me how I take notes, Jed.
Well, here's some of the basics, right? So you can take notes more effectively in a few different ways. So don't try and record everything that you hear or see in a meeting, for example. I've seen this done where somebody wants to try and take, the meeting minutes.
Yep.
And they're writing frantically, trying to capture everything that everybody says. That's not the point, and it's really not all that helpful in the end anyway.
Right.
So don't bother.
Yeah, you don't want a transcript. And well, maybe you do want a transcript, in which case you should record the meeting and pay somebody on Elance, $6 to provide a transcript for you. But for your personal notes, you don't need a transcript.
So focus on the topics, decisions, and actions and maybe some important facts that led to those decisions or actions. Don't try and record verbatim what went on.
All right. Next, moving on.
Listen for clues and ask for clarity. So if you're hearing during the conversation that something sounds like somebody just had a brilliant idea and somebody sounds like maybe we've agreed to go do something with that idea, stop them and say, okay, let's make sure I understand who's doing what. When's that getting done by? So don't be afraid to ask for that clarity. And there's clues that are happening in the conversation that can point you to those things. Decisions, actions, important facts.
Yeah, and it's
make sure you get those down.
It's interesting. When you write these things down, it becomes more obvious when those things are missing, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're just sort of having a conversation, it's easy for those things to evaporate. But when you write them down, you say, wait a sec, there's a hole here. I need to know, okay, what exactly did we had a great conversation, but what exactly did we decide on? What's our resolution?
Doing?
Yeah, it's good.
Who's doing it and when's it getting done by?
You betcha.
The next one is leave lots of white space for later additions and thoughts. So as you're taking notes, don't try and fill up every line on that and every open space on that page. I would suggest you leave yourself lots of white space in and around some of the notes you're taking. Afterwards, while you may be doing a bit of a review of what went on during the meeting, gives you some space to jot down some additional ideas that maybe are coming to you now, some additional follow-up that you want to go chase down perhaps. So leave lots of white space for later additions.
Yeah, because you may, if you're like me anyway, you usually come up with the great idea 2 hours after the meeting, right? So
yeah. And the next one, use positive language, Bob.
Yeah, I've been stuck on that one before.
You might be taking great notes for a meeting, and then somebody who missed the meeting might say, hey, Bob, I missed that meeting. Would you mind sharing some of your notes with me? Because I know you take great notes, Bob.
I see you
writing frantically during the meeting. Would you mind sharing that with me?
Yeah. So without thinking.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, without thinking, I hand you my notes that say, Jed is a pinhead, Jed is a pinhead, with a little doodle in the corner of you with an arrow through your head or something.
What a dumb idea this is.
Yeah,
but
this guy's a bozo.
What we're doing.
Yeah. And there it is now, documented for all to see.
And you've just scanned it and sent it out to the entire team via email.
Yeah, not too bright.
So use positive language while you're writing down those notes. And a related basic would be objective. So avoid using, personal observations. The fewer adjectives and adverbs you use, the better. Your notes should be somewhat boring, right? Who's doing what by when? What was the decision that got made? Colorful language, colorful thoughts, not necessary. Sometimes even names can get you in trouble when they're used in the wrong context. If it's not who's doing what by when, but, Bob's a pinhead.
Yeah.
just be careful. Be objective. All right.
Okay.
Related to the first one around not recording everything you see here, try and use keywords, very short sentences while you're taking notes. You don't need to jot down verbatim the decision that got made, for example. You don't need paragraphs is, I guess, what I'm getting at for this particular suggestion. Use keywords, use short sentences, use punctuation, abbreviation, symbols. All those things, symbols that make sense to you are all fine ways to keep notes. Helps you do it much more quickly, concisely, and you're never going to be able to write as fast as people are talking. So use some of those tricks that are going to help you, clearly, obviously, understand what was said, but you don't need to write it. Everything that was said.
Right on. So all that money that the taxpayers spent sending you to public school, you can take all that training, throw it out the window, have fun with it.
This is where you use lots of short forms, abbreviations, dollar signs, whatever helps you understand it, but do it quickly.
Right on.
The last one is maybe a bit of a pet peeve of mine, but I would suggest that a basic of good note taking is doing it with pen and paper, not on your laptop.
The old-fashioned way, Jed.
Why, Bob? Because Jed finds it very annoying.
Yeah. And as we know, the thousands of people that tune in and pull this down every week, they all want to keep Jed happy.
Well, if you're sitting in a meeting with 10 people and, three of them are taking their own personal notes on their laptop, all the clicking and tapping and type, it's noisy. It's distracting. It throws other people off of their thought process, perhaps. It's just not good meeting etiquette, I would suggest.
Right on. You heard it here first. Escape the wrath of Jed and take notes with pen and paper only.
The only exception would be there. You might designate one individual in the meeting to sort of capture the action list.
Yep.
Right? So that's the exception. But that's just capturing the to-dos from the meeting, not, all these other things that you are hopefully capturing via good notes with your pen and paper in your own personal book.
Right on. Okay, so you've got two methods that you're going to suggest to us by which we would take notes other than just taking notes. And these are actually kind of interesting. So maybe you can just quickly run us through these two and tell us a couple of suggestions for how we might do this.
Sure. There's probably more ways to do it, but these are two that I think are particularly effective. The first one is about, and we talked a little bit earlier, using symbols to help you with things. Well, this particular method, what you would do is you would indent from the left your your note page, right? So maybe draw a line down the page, giving yourself some space on the left-hand side to use symbols to tell you and give you clues as to what that particular note was about. So for example, you might use a square, right? Look like a checkbox to denote a to-do item.
Sure.
So all my actions have squares beside them. A circle might indicate, hey, this is a task that was assigned to somebody else, or it's a to-do, but it's not my to-do. It's somebody else in the meeting agreed to do something, right? So that might be the circle. Asterisks or stars might be important facts that you jotted down, right? That maybe these are the important facts that led to the decisions or actions that you are putting circles and squares beside.
Yep.
A question mark, right, might go next to an item that requires a bit more research or a bit more follow-up after the meeting.
Right on.
So all your notes are on the right-hand side, and on the left-hand side, in the left-hand margin, you jot down these symbols that help you organize your notes. So, and the real advantage to that is that after the meeting, it's a quick vertical scan, down the left-hand side of your page. You can quickly find which to-do items are yours. You can quickly find which important, which of the notes are important facts that maybe led to decisions, and, what requires further follow-up has your question mark. So it's a real nice way to quickly be able to scan through your notes after the meeting and decide what you need to go do next.
Cool. All right. So that's one possible method. You might want to give that one a try. If that one's not speaking to you, you're not feeling the love, then Jed has another alternative here for you.
Yeah, I can't remember which one, but one of those brainiacs, whether it was Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, one of those guys, I think, preferred this method. So maybe this is worth trying on for yourself. And in this version, what you do is you divide the page that you're taking notes on into quadrants. You label each of those quadrants. So you might choose labels like key facts. Decisions might be another quadrant. You might have a quadrant for follow-up and a quadrant for actions or to-dos, right? So usually you got four quadrants. And then as you're in the meeting, listening and taking notes, you would jot down your ideas in whichever quadrant pertains to what the note is about. So all your to-do items go in one quadrant of the piece of paper. All the key facts go in another part of the paper.
Right on. I notice you don't have a quadrant for useless bits of information.
No, because why would you need notes for useless bits of information?
You never know. I mean, if it's a lot of the meetings I've been to, then that would be the most densely populated quadrant. So,
and maybe the most inefficient way to take notes.
Right on. Okay, give us three things.
One, two, three.
All right, so three things on taking notes. Be attentive during the meeting. So sometimes when you're if you're trying to write down everything that gets said during a meeting, that really distracts you from being attentive. So this is, it helps you to just jot down some of those key facts and to-dos. And being attentive also relates to asking for clarity when you hear something come up and making sure that you are involved in the conversation, that your notes reflect that.
Okay. Number two.
Be brief. So we've talked about it a lot already. You don't need pages and pages and pages and pages of notes for a quick 15-minute meeting. It's about key facts. It's about decisions. And it's about actions that are getting done.
Yep, you betcha. Number three?
Action-oriented, so related. The most important part of your notes is what you need to do, by when, who's doing it. So really listen for those sorts of clues throughout the meeting and make sure you capture those things. In the meetings that I attend, that's often the thing that we miss, right? We had a great discussion about something. We all walk out of the meeting room. Nobody's doing anything.
Sorry, what's happening? Yeah.
Great meeting. We had a good conversation, but nobody's doing anything as a result. Well, then the meeting wasn't effective. And certainly if you're not writing those things down, your notes aren't effective.
Right. And I just thought of another great benefit of doing these notes is it'll help you be far more critical about the meetings you attend too, because this can be labor-intensive business if you've got sloppy, crappy meetings going on. You can take a look at your notes and say, holy cow, I got 15 pages of notes, all of which are useless. Maybe we need to take a good solid look at the meeting too. So
my action quadrant is empty.
Yes. So which reminds
me, the point?
Which reminds me, going back to where we started on this podcast, we talked about this being a specific manager tool that that can be used. So some other ones we've got back at Wiley Manager Headquarters, we actually do have a whole podcast and cheat sheet on effective meetings. We've got one on cause and effect diagrams. We've also got one on the Vroom-Yetton and decision-making model. And I bring those second two up simply because, again, they're specific tools that can help managers execute their function much better. So those are all back at www.wileymanager.com. We invite you to go back and pull them off. While you're at the website, we also invite you to pick up 40 of our most popular cheat sheets. We do a cheat sheet for every podcast that we do, and you can pull off right off our homepage. You can pull off in PDF format our 40 most popular ones. So we invite you to go back and take a look.
Very good.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.